What's happening? This is Kid Koala. You're listening to CFRC 101.9. Keep it locked.
That is Play With Records. Get your favorite records. Put them on the machine. Play With Records.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think...
Hey, hi, hello, and welcome to Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. A show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klendert, bringing you 2 full hours of phenomenal, fabulous, fantastic female-fronted radio week after week. Welcome to the third week in our summer-long series that we are calling Cruel Summer. GSG celebrates the 1980s. Every week we pick a year out of the 1980s and we focus on 8 significant albums released that year. By the end of this 10-week cycle, we will have 80 significant albums from the 1980s. Thought it was just a really fun way to dive into summer by diving into the 1980s as well. This week it is 1982. A huge thank you to you, the listeners, reaching out, whether it's through our social media or our Mixcloud listening page, with your positive comments about enjoying this summer-long series. So thank you for the support with that. So much music that I'm going to cram into the 2 hours that I'm going to try and keep talking to a minimum. So let's dive right into 1982. It was nearly a decade that Aretha Franklin sat still without releasing much music. But then finally in 1982, with the help and support of Luther Vandross to work with Aretha Franklin, we had something new. In my opinion, this was the start of what we can call the Aretha Franklin campy era. And what I mean by that is in 1982, she released her album Jump to It. Aretha is on the cover wearing a black bow tie, and behind her is a massive blue bow that you would see on a gift. The bow is as big as her head. This is the Aretha Franklin campy era. This era gives us so much fun with Aretha. This is a good thing about Aretha. So we are going to kick this off with Aretha Franklin from 1982, Jump to It, here on Girly So Groovy.
Fighting gotta jump to it. I'm in a hurry, there's love to get. When my baby comes, I jump, jump, jump to it.
Jump, jump, jump to it.
Oh, 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 oh.
Jump, jump, jump to it.
Ooh, I just can't wait today at four. That's when my sweet man said he would come. Hey, you won't keep me waiting. It's 3:59.
We have a lot of fun, don't we, girl? Dishing out the dirt on everybody and giving each other the 411 on Who Drop Kick 2 this week. You know what we're talking about. When the baby goes, jump, dee 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 dee.
He hit her.
This week on Girly So Groovy, we continue with our summer-long series, Cruel Summer. GSG celebrates the 1980s. This week, we are focusing on 1982, with 8 significant albums released that year, in addition to shining a light on contemporary artists that are certainly under the influence of those 8 albums. We kicked off the entire 2 hours with Aretha Franklin, and then, of course, the artist that followed can easily be linked to the inspiration and influence of Aretha Franklin. Music right there from Albion, Michigan. Wife, husband, duo, The War Entreaty. This is a duo that know how to deliver blues and soul and gospel and funk and absolute energy. We heard the song All I Want to Do. That's from the duo's 2018 album, Healing Tide. In the middle, it is music that made its way into our top 10 list last year on Girly So Groovy. It is a band that uses vintage blues and soul as their musical foundation. Southern Avenue is the band. Their latest album is called Family. We heard the song Long Is the Road. And then we kicked off the episode with Aretha Franklin and her 1982 album Jump to It. We heard the title track. Now, this should be no surprise, but if we are focusing on the 80s, there are going to be times where a band or musician is going to make their way into future episodes, and we will kind of revisit some familiar voices. Well, this week is the first time that we officially do that. Last week, when we focused on 1981, we celebrated the debut album, Beauty and the Beat, by Los Angeles punk pop band The Go-Go's. With the release of that album, there was so much attention for them to deliver just as much success on their sophomore album, Vacation. And in 1982, they absolutely delivered. Here is The Go-Go's right now here on Girly So Groovy. Yes, we might be celebrating the 1980s all summer long here on Girly So Groovy, but it doesn't mean we can't go even further back. We've gone back to 1978 with that track right there. One of the quirkiest figures in New Wave, and someone born in Detroit, Michigan. It is music from Lenny Lovitch. Back in 1978, she released her album Stateless, and we heard the song Lucky Number. In the middle, something a bit more modern, the Would-Be Goods. They are an intelligent and stylish indie pop group. This is a band who made a splash in the 1980s and have trucked along ever since. Digging into an album by the Would-Be Goods, you're going to find perfectly written vignettes of heartbreak and kitchen sink dramas sung delicately and backed by musicians with a light touch. Well, their latest album, Tears Before Bedtime, will bring no surprises as it follows the Would Be Goods signature formula. We heard Tears for Lita from the Would Be Goods, and then kicking things off from 1982, it is the Go-Go's with their sophomore album, Vacation. We heard the album. That's right. We heard the song, I Think It's Me, from the Go-Go's. Still to come in the next half hour, I've got music on the way from Nico Case, First Aid Kit, Leon Bettis, Amasaki Simpson, music coming up from Jane Sibbery. But up next, we continue with our deep dive into 1982. It is not often that performance art hits the pop charts, but for this experimental artist with a wry sense of humor, she managed to do it and continue to trailblaze ever since. I'm talking about Laurie Anderson and her album Big Science. That's up next here on Girly So Groovy.
Rain, he said, isn't it just like a woman, she said, it's just kind of hard to say, he said, isn't it just like a woman? She said, it goes, that's the way it goes that way, he said, isn't it just like a woman, she said, it takes one to know one, he said, isn't it just like a woman, she said it to no one. Thank you. nothing about you I'm not willing to know. We made a circles and it hummed. The smoke did the things we couldn't. Singing broke open hearts. I hold her hand without touching it. We made a circle and it hummed. The smoke did the things we couldn't. Singing broke open hearts. I held your hand without touching it. We made a circle and it hummed. The smoke did the things we couldn't. Singing broke open hearts. I held your hand without touching it. Circle and it hummed. The smoke did the things we couldn't. Singing broke open hearts. I hold your hand without touching it.
You call that rough?
Music right there from Toronto art pop chanteuse Jane Sibbery. The song is called Temple. That is the opening song to Jane Sibbery's album When I Was a Boy. In the middle, it is music from renowned musician Leanne Betisamasaki Simpson, known for her traditional Indigenous storytelling. We heard the song Head of the Lake. That's from her album Theory of Ice. And then kicking off the set, it was our nod to celebrating 1982 with the album Big Science from Laurie Anderson. This is an artist who has taught us that experimental performance art can still have a place in the pop world and has inspired so many musicians since then. I don't know if we would have a St. Vincent without a Laurie Anderson. We're going to keep things moving right now. It is Swedish sister duo First Aid Kit here on Girly So Groovy.
Shifts one way or the other, and I'm a goddamn need you back to me. Children's tale, the lonesome whale of a lion's roar.
voices sound the same. Exercise in futility for me. There's a few who get away with it. They've some divergent insight I can find, and they direct me. No one forced you to fall in love like you did. No one tricked you. You weren't faking it. But they got cold feet or changed their mind, 'cause they got scared or they got bored. Now we're in this boring story that feels unjustly spoiled. It's shelf life, insult to injury. Did you tell them you're not gonna build this house? Let the nails in a pile to form a rusty mountain. Some people need to hurt somebody, anyone. You may as well have been a stranger. You may as well have been one. So I'll round on this chorus with my most unholy gorge. Take your radio and shove it on your he's and she's and ramming love. I'm not special and I never was. No cruelty made a muse of me. See, just a two-fisted son of a bitch with no sickening nostalgia for this. Same old cloying story, the same flypaper tongues. We all deserve better than some love song. So tell them you're not. If I ever was gonna build this rusty mountain till we smoke cigarettes on the sun, we all deserve better than a love song.
We all deserve better than a love song. That is music from the honey-voiced alternative country chanteuse Nico Case from her latest album, Neon Gray, Midnight Green. We heard the song Rusty Mountain. And talking about heartbreak, if there ever was an album that could wear the crown of all breakup albums, it would have to be the 1982 album Shoot Out the Lights by British folk rock wife and husband duo Linda and Richard Thompson. At the time of recording the album Shoot Out the Lights, Linda Thompson was pregnant, Richard Thompson was cheating, and their relationship was on rocky terms. By the time of the release of the album, March 15th, 1982, the marriage was over. With song titles like Did She Jump or Was She Pushed, it's the sounds of a broken woman in a broken marriage. And again, heartbreak and breakup so on display. In fact, the cover of the album itself is just heartbreak. It is Richard Thompson sitting in the corner of an empty room looking so forlorn. Linda Thompson's not even in the image with him, other than the fact that he is sitting under her portrait on the wall. Breakup, if there was ever a breakup album, it would be Shoot Out the Lights. Before Linda and Richard Thompson, we kicked off the set with Swedish sister duo, the First Aid Kit. Going back to their album, The Lion's Roar, we heard the title track, The Lion's Roar from First Aid Kit. So much more music to get into in the second hour. Remember, if there's ever an 80s album you would like to see be part of our Cruel Summer, Girly So Groovy celebrates the 1980s in this summer-long series, let me know on social media. We're on Facebook at Girly So Groovy, Girly and Groovy, ending with an IE. We are also on Instagram at GSG Radio. Before we dive into the second hour, let's wrap up this first hour with one more artist that seems to be influenced by the dark folk rock of Linda and Richard Thompson. It is Toronto indie folk artist June Hawthorne. Her latest album is Riddles. Here she is with Red Diaper Baby here on Girly So Groovy.
You tried it and
welcome to the second hour of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener, who loves them. If you're just tuning in, we are 3 weeks into our summer-long series we are calling Cruel Summer. GSG celebrates the 1980s. This week, we are focusing on 1982, bringing you 8 significant albums released in 1982, plus the contemporary and modern acts that seem to be influenced by those albums. We are going to kick off the second hour with one of the modern connections. In fact, it's a band making their Girly So Groovy radio debut. The other thing I do not want to forget, it is June, honey. That means we are in the middle of Pride Month, and I still want to make sure that we are focusing on queer artists here on Girly So Groovy, and this band checks that box. Hailing from Boone, North Carolina, it is music from Rainbow Kitten Surprise, a trans-fronted band that just produces exuberant indie pop and earnest folk rock. They are something special. It is Rainbow Kitten Surprise right now here on Girly So Groovy.
I got some radio waves soldered to my heart. You're the only thing that's coming in. I'm getting static from my better sense. Nothing on the FM. See, I've been praying for a signal, a sign that you haven't sent.